clearly, I've seen you multiple times, and I will say, indeed, I concur that, in fact, you are one of the best bands I've ever heard. Completely flawless. I mean, it's one of the cleanest shows I've ever heard as far as musically and the arrangements and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are just top notch. I mean, you're not lying. You're not making stories up when you say you've got one of the best bands I've ever heard live. And again, you know, don't sell yourself short, Mark. Your vocals are spot on and perfect every single night I've seen you. I mean, I don't know.
Thank you, brother.
I haven't tried the Insolito, but I'm assuming you can sip it, shake it, or shoot it,
yeah.
And it's all amazing. Am I right?
Yes, sir. You all can. Right. I mean, I think it's the best to drink it neat, or to drink it with a little bit of ice and and a little bit of lemon. But you know, on stage, you'll see me about halfway through the show. I usually go back, either I'll have a bottle on, or I'll have a little, and I'll take a little inspiration. It's a little fun to keep that pep in my step. You know, I'm not trying to get drunk on stage, but I'm also not trying to not have a nice little buzz. You know?
There you go. Well, the buzz is Midland Friday night, outdoors, Shoshone Bend and Casino Hotel, beautiful Ford Hall. Tickets still available, ShoshoneBendGaming.com, WolfIdaho.com. We're giving away the last of our tickets this week. We will be on site, so, you know, if you happen to drop off a bottle of tequila, that's good. Now, here's the other thing. I've been checking out your podcast on your website, and I love this podcast because you guys explore the myths and the legends around country music. Talk about some of the stories, I guess some of the myths you've busted and some of the things you've revealed. It's awesome. I love this podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, man. This is something, again, that we were sitting around with, you know, Jess and Cam, myself, and with actually their manager, Matt Graham. And it was kind of a combination of the three of us talking about the kind of shows that had a profound impact on us and the kind of stuff that we love. We love history. We're all kind of music nerds. We really have studied our heroes, the people that have come before us. And one of the things that I was still very fresh and young when I came to Nashville, really for the first time as a professional, and the kind of artists and guys that I would hang out with, a lot of the legends, you know, guys like Bob DePiro, Red Akins, you know, Dean Dillon, of course, being one of the great collaborators of George Strait, songwriters. These guys would just, you know, Brooks and Dunn, Garth Brooks. When I would sit down with these guys, they would just tell us these stories that seemed larger than life. And there was all these stories about the Opry, about, you know, the old days. And, you know, some of them are completely inappropriate for telling on a radio show. But when you have a podcast, anything kind of flies. So, I mean, we had, you know, the legend of Graham Parsons, you know, was his casket stolen from LAX and brought to Joshua Tree and set on fire. We brought his manager, the guy that actually, you know, was accused of stealing his body.
Oh, wow.
We had him on the show, the mangler, the road mangler, a real-life guy who did time for that.
Wow.
We had one of my favorite stories and one of the most interesting guys, and a guy that I'm now still friends with, I see him all the time, is a guy named Earl Budley.
Okay.
Who supposedly wrote the song Friends in Low Places and had such a massive bar tab. He was an old barfly.
Okay.
And at the place that he used to frequent, that he had like a $15,000 bar tab that he had been running on his credit. And the owner had trusted that someday he was going to make it paid off. But apparently he wrote this song and he said, by God, this is it. It's going to be a hit. And he signed his rights to the publishing, apparently, to the bar owner on a bar napkin, to Friends in Low Places. I think that the biggest country song of all time.
Right.
We had Earl Budley on to tell us that story. We had Tanya Tucker on to tell us about cross-dressing at the Opry.
I'm sure she's got a lot of stories. Yeah,
we had Dwight Yoakam. We had Dwight Yoakam on to tell us, you know, a story about Buck Owens. Yeah, the list goes on and on. We had Garth Brooks on to tell us if he actually did a 24-hour fan signing, like autograph session.
Yes.
If that was true or not.
Uh-huh.
And Garth was kind enough. We had Matthew McConaughey on. the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
Catch Secor. It was unbelievable. Billy Ray Cyrus was one of my favorites. You know, Darius Rucker's story was unbelievable. So essentially we kind of used this as an opportunity to get to meet a bunch of our heroes and our favorite artists. And also just to kind of geek out on the history and hear these tall tales. You know, as storytellers, we kind of thrive off hearing these things and these firsthand accounts of this crazy life, you know, that we live being musicians and in and out of. As you guys know, you guys are in it too. It's a wild world, and you meet a lot of interesting characters.
Yeah.
And sometimes people that aren't all the way, how do you say this? Like, I don't know, fully balanced. So, yeah, I think at a lot of different times in our lives as artists, you know, sometimes we're not always fully balanced. You know, we're not playing with a full deck.
As they say in the construction trade, a quarter bubble off plum, I believe. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. So, Mark, I got to tell you, man, absolute pleasure to speak to you. Longer than hello, shake your hand, take a picture, don't look at my wife. But no, seriously, we've met so many times before. I hope to see you again. You'll have a little bit more history with me now since we got to speak at length here. And
my pleasure, Don. Thank you guys for having us, and thank you for always supporting us. We love our fans up in Idaho. Every time, it's one of our favorite places.
Yeah.
You know, we originated the band up in Jackson Hole, just a little bit north of you guys. Is it north or is it east?
Well,
north, right?
You would be northeast. And, of course, the Driggs-Victor area, you guys got history there as well.
Well, technically, that's actually where the band originated. It was on the front porch of Cameron Duddy's in-law's cabin that is on the Targhee National Forest. It's one of two cabins that's on the Targhee. It's a really, really special place.
Love it.
Tucked right in a little bend where the creeks come together. And, that whole area is God's country. It's one of my favorite places in the world.
Absolutely.
And it'll always feel kind of like a second home. So we're really excited to come up there and bring the show.
Yeah.
Bring the energy. And bring a bunch of tequila.
We
keep that bus stocked. So
there
I got a bottle for you and your wife, right?
There you go, buddy. And, we'll welcome you home. The three amigos, Tres Hombres, Midland, Mark, Jess, and Cam, we'll be back Friday night. Midland live outdoors, Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall. We cannot wait to see you, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in and talking with us. God bless your family. God bless you all. Travel safe, okay?
Yeah, you got it. Midland live, the Shoshone Bennett Casino 6-2. That's June 2, June 2nd in Fort Hall, Idaho. You better be there or be dead or be in jail. And if you're in jail, break out.